The Holy Spirit speaks to my mind, showing me the will of God. And when this happens, it is often like I've been struck by lightning. He speaks something and I just freeze. I can't move. I go, ugh. I'd never thought of that before. And I'm considering it. I'm standing there considering what was said to me. Because it's so different from anything I was thinking or considering. The wisdom is so great that the Holy Spirit speaks. I find I'm often as a paralyzed person, in awe, marveling at how much wisdom that is. Like nothing I've even ever considered or was capable of knowing before he spoke. It's just wonderful. Then my eyes are opened and I can see a fragment of what God sees about the situation. I'm going to give some examples of that. I was considering putting new upholstery on my 25-year-old car. I stood there in the driveway thinking about that. And then I heard these words from God by the Holy Spirit. Or you could just buy a new car. I was completely turned. I thought about it. I could buy a new car. I had sold the house in Texas. I had almost $300,000 sitting in the bank. I had no debt at all. I didn't have to buy new housing because I was going to be living with another believer who had already paid for her house, Pam Padgett, because she was going to help me. By that time, I was 81 years old. So I didn't have the housing expense, except I do share with Pam on some of the upkeep. She doesn't want me to. She doesn't need the money. But I would not feel right about living here without paying what I call rent, which I pay $1,000 a month. And she can use that money if we have to do some kind of work around the property. There's always something with property. But I don't have the house to pay for by myself. Changes everything. So yes, I could buy a new car. Not only could I buy a new car, I was seeing that God was showing me, you're not going to need that money in the future that you use to pay for the car. That's a huge comfort at the age of 81. And then also, I was seeing that I had God's approval in the project. And he was showing me a better way for me to go than the way I was thinking of going. This is what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit searches the heart of God to reveal to us the will of God of the issues of this life. You'll find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The Apostle Paul says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Paul didn't sit down and try to devise cunning stories to entice you to God. Instead, Paul came in and depended upon the power of God when he spoke, and he spoke that which he heard from God by the Holy Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." Verse 9, "But as it is written," now this is going to be an Old Testament statement, "I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." Verse 10, "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit." The Holy Spirit was not given to the Old Testament people, except to the prophets and to David and a few people like that. If the people wanted to know what God thought about the situation, they had to go to a prophet. It's not so in the New Testament. In the New Testament, God speaks directly to all who belong to him by his Spirit. Now, he might use a prophet, but you have the Spirit of God when you belong to God, and you follow God by his Spirit. There are definitely times that I have done a situation because a prophet would come to me and say, "This is a word from God." There are times another member of the church would say something, and I knew that was a word from God. But we have God inside us by his Spirit, so we can know the things freely given to us by God. The Holy Spirit searches the heart of God to reveal to us what God has to say about the situation. Verse 10, "But God hath revealed them to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things we also speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." So the Holy Spirit said to me that day concerning putting new upholstery on my 25-year-old car, or you could just buy a new car. Not only did I have the money to pay cash for the new car, but I didn't have any debt. That night, I had a dream that I bought a new car. The next day, we went to look at cars. In 1990, I built a house in Clovis, New Mexico, USA. Moved my mother into that house, and she lived with me. My dad had died in the late 1970s. There was a problem when we moved into the house. The kitchen was so small, we kept running into each other if we were both in the kitchen at the same time. I called on God, "What can I do about this small kitchen?" Now, the thing that had happened, the kitchen was supposed to be larger, but unknown to me, the builder cut the size of the kitchen down because he couldn't get the plan that we had drawn up to go on the lot, and he didn't tell me. So I was stuck, so to speak, with this kitchen. I couldn't see anything that I could do to fix the problem. Now, this prayer took about 4 years. Every time I'd go in that kitchen and my mother would come in, we'd bump into each other and I'd say to God, "What am I going to do about this?" I heard nothing. About 4 years later, that happened again. It had been happening again and again and again through the 4 years. But one day, I went into the kitchen, and it was like a light came on. And I knew exactly how to fix the kitchen. It was simple. When you know the answer, it's simple. The garage was attached to the kitchen, and all I had to do, there was a walk-in pantry in the kitchen, and the only thing that needed to be done is move the walk-in pantry out to the garage that was attached to the kitchen. That allowed me to move the refrigerator, which was blocking everything, over to the place where the pantry had been. It opened up the entire kitchen. It even allowed me to put a small rolling cabinet in the center of the area, a workspace. It was so simple. God's yoke is easy. His burden is light. And that was the Holy Spirit revealing to me what to do about the problem. All you have to do is move the walk-in pantry out to the garage. There was plenty of space in the garage for the walk-in pantry. Another example of the Holy Spirit. This happened to one of our church members, John Rogers. He went into his backyard and he noticed his storage building. It was just overflowing with stuff. And John thought, maybe I should build a bigger storage building or a second storage building to store the stuff. The Holy Spirit said to him, "Why don't you just get rid of the stuff?" We laughed when we heard that answer. What a simple, wonderful way to deal with the problem. John was in his 70s when he heard this word. It wasn't long after that before he began to have physical problems, and then he got in serious condition and then died. He didn't need a storage building for more stuff. And one more example. My mother and I went every day to pick up our lunch at Golden Corral. I could take out food. At that time, they let you do that. And I took food for both of us on this plate, and we shared it. It always cost the same. At that time, it was $5.30. My mother would stay in the car while I went to get the food. So I would just take a $5 bill and a quarter and a nickel. One day I opened my purse. I had the $5 bill, but I didn't have a quarter and a nickel. As I pondered the situation and dug through my coin purse, I heard these words. It was like someone was standing there watching over my shoulder, watching what I was doing. And to my mind came these words from the Holy Spirit to help me. 3 dimes will work. I had a whole coin purse full of dimes, but I was used to getting a quarter and a nickel, and I just laughed. I thought that was so funny. These are ways we are helped by God, by the Holy Spirit. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you.